don't, you know, we weren't always an NPR station either, in that at some point it kind of dawned on us in Warm Springs, which is a small rural community. We are in a sort of a field of red in eastern Oregon. And there's a lot of lack of resources here in Warm Springs, and I will say, like, financial resources for individuals. There's a lot of resources of programs that can help people. But for folks who live here, like, how do they get their news? You know, I mean, it's kind of like Facebook is the answer. There's no free TV, although Oregon Public Broadcasting has some digital channels that serve here. But otherwise, unless you have the resource to pay for, you know, a satellite dish, or now, you know, the internet, and can maintain that bill that gives you access to, you know, whatever information you're seeking, it's really kind of an information desert.
We've heard a lot about the news deserts in the debate over NPR funding. I think a lot of people have been pointing out that it's the rural stations that would suffer the most, and that a lot of them do exist in news deserts, and in fact that there's not much broadband. Is that accurate for Warm Springs?
I mean, we're doing better. You know, we've had the Warm Springs tribes actually have a telecommunications company that was formed about 10 years ago with kind of the attitude of, like, nobody's going to do this for us, you know? And so a company was created. There's like 9 tribal telecommunications companies across the nation. So it's pretty unique. We're a little different than them, the other ones, because they came on sooner and they've already qualified for like some supportive funding. Our company's kind of always scrambling to figure out, you know, what's going to be next for a funding stream, but it's growing. There's a big fiber project for fiber to home. Most of the businesses and governmental offices already are connected by fiber, but individual homes are not. So that's supposed to start next month. It's getting better, but it's not great. And again, you have to have financial resources to pay that bill to get that access. And so a lot of people are still going to be left without, except where you can find free Wi-Fi, which, you know, exists. But
driving around the highways, you know, once you get out of town, can you get a 4G or a 5G signal on your phone?
4G, and then it depends. It's, you know, it's kind of the nooks and crannies of Central Oregon. If there's a, you know, just like terrestrial broadcast, cell phone service is kind of line of sight. So if you go, you know, down a canyon, or if a butte's in the way from where the cell phone tower is, you're just out of luck. You know, it's really a big public safety issue too. But it's not everybody has access. It's improving, but it's not great. And in some cases, there's just no solutions. Because it is pretty rural. So we really feel strongly about providing legitimate journalistic, you know, verifiable information to the community. We can't personally, like here in our little shop, do a bang up job of world and national news. We can do the local news, but again, if we lose that funding, we're losing 2 of our journalists.
Right.
I mean, I would try and find funding for them and keep it going, but it's sort of that balance of we wouldn't be the greatest people to be doing the national news. We have a local lens, and that's the thing that we can do best. So I would just hate to do without.
And how does it feel that it's NPR in Washington, D.C., you know, which is most powerful on the coast? It's NPR that's drawing all the anger of congressional Republicans, and it's stations like yours, which have nothing to do with that, that would suffer the most.
I mean, it's just stupid. You know, I watched the testimony where they had, you know, the head of NPR, the head of PBS, and it was just like a circus, you know, and it's embarrassing to see that this is the way that business is conducted. You know, the right was crazy, but, you know, some of the left was also crazy. They had like their big signs of, I don't know. It's just
it was the left that asked the stupidest questions about puppets. I noticed.
Yes.
That. Yeah.
I mean, it was just, it's embarrassing that like people get paid and this is their jobs, and it's just disappointing, and it does nothing to serve the people in our community who are just, you know, trying to live their lives, put food on the table and, you know, get by. It, you know, there's no sort of thought for the average person, I don't think, in these crazy times, to be honest.
So no matter how you slice it, losing 45% of your operating budget is huge. How do you think you might be able to make up part or all of that?
I mean, I think I probably would have to get better at writing grants. I don't know, foundation money maybe, but I think some of that might be bridge, you know, money until we can find like a, you know, another solution for ways to that we could generate more of our own funds. I think the tribe would be willing to do some extra support. Again, we're like in our health and human services branch. And so they generate some of their revenue by getting funds reimbursed for providing health services, that kind of thing. It's all about billing. If you've ever had any health dealings, it's all about billing. And so there's some benefit for us being in that particular branch because they're good at billing. And so there is some maybe extra funding we could get through that. But then also, I think we're going to have to hustle harder, you know, and, you know, bake sales ain't going to make it. So we got to think of some bigger ways to try and generate revenue to at least replace the two positions. I think that would be the priority, and national programming would be the second priority. Although we also carry like Native America Calling, which is like our, you know, our anchor sort of program. We've run it since it began 35 years ago. That's been on the air. And so, you know, we'd probably do everything we can to pay that bill and keep Native America Calling. That's on a network called Native Voice One, which is part of the public radio satellite system. So I guess we'd have to figure out how to pay that bill too. We use CPB funding for access to that system, and then the actual program fees and network fees for that.
Sue Matters of KWSO, thanks for talking with us today.
It was a pleasure, Ken.
Thank you to Sue Matters and my other guests, Uri Berliner and Jesse Walker. That concludes Tectonic for tonight. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Mark Hurst returns to Tectonic next week. Please stay tuned for It's Complicated with Dave Mandel.
Hey there, and welcome to another exciting installment of It's Complicated, 60 minutes of Prague and Prague-adjacent music. I'm your host, Dave Mandel. I'm here every Monday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, following Tectonic, usually Mark Hurst. Tonight, Ken Friedman. I hope you heard that show, Ken's show just now. Very, very interesting on the state of public radio in the face of, you know. Anyway, lots of good music for you tonight. That will come as a surprise, probably. This is never planned this way in advance, but I seem to have a lot of French music tonight, and I'm sure that's okay with most of you. We're going to start with something that's not French, as a matter of fact. I'm going to play something from Gordon Giltrap, and a listener, and I forget, I apologize, I hope he's listening, and thank you, listener whose name I can't remember. I get a lot of emails from listeners suggesting stuff to play on the show, and also people make suggestions on the comments board, and I really appreciate it. And this is someone I hadn't thought of playing on the show. Gordon Giltrap is a British guitarist with a very, very long history. His first album is maybe I'm going to say 1969 or so, been around forever, and I guess was influenced by many of the great UK guitarists like Bert Jansen, John Renborn, and influenced a lot of the next generation of guitarists and covered a lot of ground in his career, I would say. And I'm going to play something that I would claim is kind of proggy. We're going to hear something from 1978. This is going to be a track, if I can find it. Oh, will he find it? Yes, there it is. I'm going to play a track from an album called Fear of the Dark, that was released in 1978. Kind of jazzy, kind of folky, kind of proggy. Gordon Giltrap. Thank you. guitarist Gordon Giltrap, and we heard a track there from a 1978 album called Fear of the Dark, a track called Roots, Parts 1 and 2. And I better play something French before you all call me a liar, because I said I had a bunch of French stuff. I have a few French things. Looking at what I have here in my notes, I have a few French things, not dozens. But we're going to hear one of those things now. We're going to hear something from a group called Clear Light. I think I've played them before on the show, but not recently. And they were led, I think they were led, the member of the band who I know best is a guy named Cyril de Verdot, and he was a keyboard player. And his one of the notable things about him is that he played, there's a group called ZNR, who I have definitely played on the show. ZNR was a French sort of chamber group that was sort of part of the RIO, Rockin' Opposition family. Very, very, very great, revered group, ZNR. And this guy, Cyril Verdot, played in an earlier version of ZNR. The group ZNR developed out of an earlier band called Barricade. And is this too much detail? And this Cyril Verdot from this group I'm about to play was a member of that group, Barricade. That's kind of significant because Barricade is kind of an important group in French Prague or post-Prague history. All right, so we're going to hear the group Clear Light, and we're going to hear something from an album released in 1975 called Forever Blowing Bubbles. This will be a track called Without Words. And this is the group Clear Light. Thank you. And music there from the group Clear Light, French group, 1975. That recording, that track was from 1975, again from an album called Forever Blowing Bubbles. And it was a piece called Without Words. I'm now going to play something French-ish, kind of Belgian, which is sort of flipping a coin, right? Belgium is like half French and half Dutch, Flemish. But anyway, close enough. French adjacent, France adjacent. I'm going to play a group called Jules Verne, J-U-L-V-E-R-N-E. Really, really fantastic Belgian group. Active, I guess, from the very late 70s into the 80s. I saw it, just looked them up just to make sure I wasn't missing anything. And apparently they put out an album in 2000. I don't know anything about it. They must have reformed. Can't tell you anything about that. But the four or maybe five albums that they released in their prime, let's say, really, really great. They were also, I would say, in the RIO, Rock in Opposition, vein. And specifically European chamber music vein. In fact, this band didn't have a drummer, so really very classical, very chambery, and just a fantastic group. They, at least some of their albums, one or two, I'm not going to give you a number, but at least one of their albums, let's say, was released on the Crammed label, Crammed Discs, which is a Belgian label that has its roots in the Belgian jazz Prague scene of the, I guess, of the late 70s, early 80s. So anyway, there you have it. Jules Verne. We're going to hear a track from a 1980 LP called A Neuf, and this is what it sounds like. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that, again, is the Belgian group Jules Verne, J-U-L-V-E-R-N-E. I just got over some kind of nasty cold or flu or something, and I'm feeling okay, but I think my voice is still not quite 100%, as they say. So if I if I sound hoarser than usual, that's the explanation. That's my excuse. It's my story, and I'm sticking with it, as they say. We're going to hear now from a French group, a recent French group. They are called the Dustman Dilemma, and they are from Cannes, C-A-E-N-S, France. And I should mention that probably all of a lot of their music, possibly all of it, is available on Bandcamp. And not only that, but the album that you're going to hear in a second is Name Your Price. So if you like this, I urge you to go to Bandcamp and buy a copy, because you can name your price. We're going to hear a track from 2013 from an album called First Trip to the Roaring Plains. Very American band name, right? The Dustman Dilemma. But no, they're French. And here they are. Thank you. And that's music from the group Dustman Dilemma. The Dustman Dilemma. We heard Glance Behind from the album First Trip to the Roaring Plains, 2013 release from that French group. And I should remind you that you're listening to, the show you're listening to is It's Complicated, an hour of Prague and Prague adjacent music. I'm your host, Dave Mandel. I'm here every Monday between the hours of 7 and 8 Eastern Time, bringing you this music. If you're near one of those computer things, you can go to our website, wfmu.org, click on the link that says Playlists and Comments. That will take you to our chat board, comments board, and please do say hello. Check in if you feel like it. You don't have to. We're going to hear now from a group from Sweden, Stockholm, Sweden. This is a group called Opeth. Opeth. And we're going to hear a track from a 2003 album called Damnation. Damnation. This is the group Opeth.
Heal myself. There never was a star. Peel myself, dispose of severed skin. All subside around me. I've come clean, I've forgotten what I promised. In the rays of the sun, I am longing for the darkness. We'll be right back.
And that's music from the group Opeth. I feel like I'm lisping, but no. O-P-E-T-H. And again, they hail from Stockholm, Sweden. And we heard a track called Closure from their 2003 release, Damnation. Did I just bump the microphone again? I'm sorry if I did. Sorry if I didn't. I'm just sorry. We're going to hear a track now. I'm delighted to say, we're going to hear a track from a band who hail from Bahrain, the Persian Gulf. I wish I could play more music on this show from the Persian Gulf. I do play music from Central South America, Asia, but not much from the Persian Gulf, I'm afraid. But that's where these folks are from, or were from. It's a group called Osiris. And the funny thing is, even though they were from Bahrain, I'll say it again, they recorded, several of their albums were released on the Musea label, M-U-S-E-A, which is a great, famous French prog label. So there you go. It all comes back, it all comes back to the French prog labels in the end. We're going to hear a track actually from their first album, I think. A couple of their albums, in fact, were self-released, right? And then they released a few records on the Musea label, the French label, Musea. So this will be the group Osiris. We're going to hear a track called Myths and Legends from the album of the same name, actually, from 1984, Osiris. We'll be right back. And that's the band Wooden Stars. I always want to say Wooden Stairs. No, Wooden Stars. They're from Canada, from Ottawa, if I'm not mistaken. And we heard a track there called Irving from the album The Very Same. And again, before that, we heard the band Osiris from Bahrain and a track called Myths and Legends from the 1984 LP of the same name. And that's going to do it for me. Thanks so much for listening, folks. It's been great. Always a pleasure to be here and play music for you. Hope to see you next week. Stashu is next. She'll take you till 9 p.m., at which time Captain Daniel Blumen steps in. Have a fantastic week. Hope to see you next time. You are tuned, of course, to listener-supported WFMU in East Orange, WMFU in Mount Hope, in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org.
We're going live in 1 minute. Singers. We're going live any moment now. It's 8 o'clock. Okay, we're live and we're connected to New Jersey, WFMU. Michigan. We're broadcasting all the way to WFMU, all the way in New Jersey. Jersey, everyone say hello! I don't know if you can hear everyone, but we all wish that you were here. And if you want to get on the comments board, even if you are here at Polish Village Cafe, you can go to WFMU.org on your phones, and you can get on the comments playlist board and say hello to everyone. I heard a thing. Dingus Day is all about celebrations, and it looks like someone stole the kishka, but it might be standing at the door. So if you say, who stole the kishka, all together, one, two, three. Who stole the kishka? We found it!
Kishka! Someone stole the kishka! Someone stole the kishka from the butcher shop!
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka from the butcher shop?
Round and firm and fully packed, it was hanging on the rack. Someone stole the kishka when I turned my back.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Take my good kielbasi. You can take my bagels, but give me back my kishka.
Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Who stole the kishka? Won't you bring it back?
Sidney found a kishka. Sidney found a kishka. Sidney found a kishka. He hung it on the rack.
He found the kishka. He found the kishka. He found the kishka. Sidney brought it back.
Hey, 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 hey.
Wow, we just had a giant Kishka dancing around the restaurant.
Again.
We found a Kishka. Well, that was really nice. You can go home and tell your friends we found the Kishka that everyone has been looking for years. And if we're all very good, we might even meet the Dingus today on Dingus Day, which we've met twice earlier today. You missed it, though. But if you missed it, then you've got another chance. But you just have to keep saying Dingus, 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 Dingus. With all your heart and all your might. Dingus, 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 dingus. All of New Jersey can hear you right now, by the way. And if you're in New Jersey listening, well, we can hear you here too, in our hearts, right? We can hear you in our hearts. All right, really the Dance With Me Stanley show is all about dancing, and so is Dingus Day. Bye, Kishka, it was nice. Wait, should we do an interview with a Kishka? Yeah, let's do an interview. Yeah, come here. Here, let me get you on mic. Hang on. All right, so you're going to have to lean in here. All right, so who stole you? You're going to have to scream it.
It was the dingus.
Oh, they said it was the dingus that stole the Kishka. Well, we heard it straight from the Kishka. Now we know. And they say Dingus Day is only celebrated in Buffalo, New York, and in Cleveland, Ohio. But that's not true because we celebrate in Detroit. Woo! Oh, yeah. And right now we're listening to some Record Static. It sounds really cool, right?
Yeah.
Don't you like it?
Czekaj mi, jeszcze się nie śpieszmy, jeszcze miło.